Good day and welcome to all, especially our guests, to join us here at the Madeleine for the offering of this Mass on this Ash Wednesday, the beginning of the season of Lent. Take your medicine. Those of you who are parents have probably said that more than once to your children as they're going, the younger children as they're going off to bed. Take your medicine. Or perhaps spouses, you have reminded that to one another. Or perhaps adult children reminding that to their aging parents. Mom, did you take your medicine? You know, sometimes when we take medicine, it's not the most pleasant thing to do. If we're taking medicine regularly, it means that there is something that must be corrected. And I have to admit, I've been quite blessed so far. At 52, I'm not on any kind of regular medication. I've never had major surgery or anything like that. So sometimes when I'm gathering with people, I almost feel like I have to apologize for being at least right and in relatively good health. But we take our medicine, it's not always the funnest thing to do. It may taste bad. It may have an adverse reaction to us, a side effect. You know, Mary Poppins, what was the song, "A Spoonful of Sugar Helps the Medicine Go Down"? Medicine doesn't always taste good either. Probably the most extreme form of this is chemotherapy. You're taking basically poison that will be strong enough to kill the cancer cells, but not strong enough to kill you in the process. Well, however, will probably make you very sick. Sometimes when we have to take medicine, it's not much fun. Rod Dreher, an American writer and author, political commentator, he's also a member of an Eastern Orthodox church. He's a layman of the wife and family. He writes about Lent, and the Lent for our brothers and sisters in the Eastern churches began a few days ago. He talks about fasting and prayer and acts of charity, the three pillars of Lent that we hear from the book of Joel today. He says that's medicine for the soul. It's not simply a matter that we fast in order to follow a rule or obligation, that we are seeking to have our souls restored, a healing. And it's not easy. It can be painful. It can be difficult. It doesn't taste very good, but it's necessary. The ashes that we will wear on our foreheads in a few moments, they're from the palm branches from last year's during Holy Week. We burned them this last Sunday. And now with the ashes, we will mark our foreheads in the form of a cross. Now, later on today, when you're in the classroom, you're at work, you're in the checkout counter, and you're looking around to see who else has the smudge on the forehead. I'm checking everybody out about that. Who else has gone to Mass or other places to get the ashes? It's very tempting, perhaps, when you look around to see everybody who doesn't have the smudge and to think, pagans. Jesus warns us in today's gospel not to fall in that trap, that not to fall into a spiritual pride because we went to Mass today and got the ashes on our forehead. Because the ashes are not a sign of our holiness, it's not a sign of our righteousness, of a relationship with God. Rather, it's just in a way it's just the opposite. It's a public statement that we are sinners. Ashes in the ancient world, in the Bible, that was a story you put on ashes and sackcloth, a sign of grief, of sorrow, and doing penance, repentance, turning away from sin. That's what the ashes remind us of, also of our own mortality, that we are not masters of the universe, we are not the centers of the universe. So when we go out today with the smudges upon our foreheads, we are telling everyone that we are sinners in need of God's mercy and forgiveness in Jesus Christ. You may have heard me say this before, that in an interview that Pope Francis gave shortly after he became Pope about a year ago, his given name is Jorge Mario Bergoglio, and he was asked, well, who is Jorge Mario Bergoglio? And his answer was, a sinner in need of God's mercy and forgiveness. Ash Wednesday reminds us that's who we are to be. It's an intensified time of acknowledging our sin, that medicine that we're taking in our fasting, and our prayer, whether privately or communally, or giving of alms of charity, that we are being confronted by our sins. We are to have sorrow, grief for those sins. We are to seek forgiveness, to confess our sins and be forgiven of our sins in Jesus Christ. That's the purpose of the fasting. Dreyer talks about what he has, one of the most difficult things for him during Lent. The fasting is, for him, it reminds him that his great sin is gluttony. That's why it's so difficult for him to fast. And whatever it is that we are to fast from, you want to go through, you know, the seven deadly sins, the seven cardinal sins, you know, gluttony is one. There's also pride, anger, envy, laziness, lust, greed. Whatever we struggle with fasting from of those things probably is a sign that that's our most serious sin that calls out for repentance. And you know what? Fasting from that, giving up that pepperoni pizza this Friday is going to be a lot easier than giving up that sharp tongue for the next 40 days and beyond. But Lent calls us to that sense of repentance, calls us that we are sinners in need of God's mercy and forgiveness. And it is, think of it also, and Dreyer talks about this as well, it's spiritual warfare against ourselves, against all that is separating us from God, separating us from loving God and loving neighbor. And look at the prayers that open the Mass on Ash Wednesday. They're rather militant. Battle, campaign, weapons of self-restraint. That's not a kumbaya image of Jesus. That we are entering into this 40 days, this intensive time of fasting, of prayer, of almsgiving, of penance, to prepare ourselves for Holy Week and for Easter. So that's what the ashes signify. Calling us to our identity not as sinners who seek forgiveness in the cross and resurrection of Jesus Christ. So as we begin this time, these 40 days may be a time for us of renewed prayer, of renewed faith, particularly as we are fed today by the body and blood of Christ in the Eucharist. Let us open our hearts to this grace, not only today, but for the penance that we will observe on our way to Holy Week and Easter.